بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, yesterday we had mentioned a few of the blasphemous beliefs of the Ahlul Kitab, the Yahud, the Nasara, particularly that they would assert that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has offspring, that Allah has a son, where a sect of the Jews would claim that Uzair alayhi salam was the son of Allah, and the Christians on the other hand would claim that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was the son of Allah. And then we also mentioned that one of the incorrect practices or incorrect ways that had crept into their lifestyle was that they elevated their religious figures, their scholars, to a very high level, to the extent that they gave them authority to decide and declare what was permissible and what was impermissible. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about these very same scholars, religious figures, how they would deceive the masses and how they would usurp wealth and funds from the masses. So Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O people of Iman. Allah is addressing the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and by extension the rest of the Ummah, and teaching us about these scholars of the Yahud and Nasara, that inna kathiran min al-ahbari wal-ruhban, that many of these rabbis and dervishes or monks, la ya'kuluna amwal al-nasi bil-batil, they usurp and consume the wealth of people unrightfully. Wa yasudduna an sabilillah, and together with this, they actually turn people away from the path of Allah. So what these so-called scholars would do is they would make an effort to keep the masses ignorant. They would not educate them, they would not teach them the correct teachings of the Torah, the Injil, the Sharia that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down. They would keep them in ignorance so that they could continue taking wealth from them. They could continue usurping wealth from them. And we find that this was a common practice amongst various religions, that whenever the religious or the so-called scholars, teachers of divine knowledge, when they wanted to deceive the masses, they wanted to usurp funds from the masses, then they would keep them in a condition of ignorance. They would not educate them because they knew this would lead to a revolt and these people would then turn against them. Why is this mentioned? This is to contrast these religions with Islam. The deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find it is the duty of the ulama, the people of knowledge, to educate the masses. And when we look amongst our akabir, our pious predecessors, we find that far from keeping the people in ignorance, they tirelessly, selflessly made effort to educate the people, to teach the people the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at times even utilizing their own funds to do this. So this is in stark contrast with these deviated scholars of the Ahl Kitab. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the hoarding of wealth. وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةِ Allah says, those who will hoard gold and silver, وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and they do not spend it in the path of Allah, فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ, then, this is said sarcastically, give them glad tidings of a very painful punishment that will come to them. يَوْمَ يُحْمَى عَلَيْهَا فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ, when will they be punished? On such a day when this very same gold and silver which they would hoard will be heated in the fire of Jahannam. فَتُكْوَى بِهَا جِبَاهُهُمْ وَجُنُوبُهُمْ وَظُهُورُهُمْ, and it will then be used to brand their foreheads and the sides of their bodies and their backs. In other words, the very same gold and silver that they would hoard in this world will be placed into the fire of Jahannam, melted or heated, and then their own bodies will be burnt with this wealth. هَذَا مَا كَنَزْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ, and then the angels who are carrying out this punishment will taunt them and say to them that this is what you used to hoard in this world for yourself. فَذُوقُوا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْنِزُونَ, so now taste the consequence of your hoarding. So this is a very stern warning regarding hoarding of wealth. And when we look amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, we find that some of them would take a very strong and harsh stance with regard to accumulating wealth, saving wealth. In fact, Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu was known for his very stern and strict views. He was of the opinion that it is not even permissible for a person to keep behind wealth surplus to his basic needs. Whatever a person's immediate needs may be, in today's time we have rent, lights, water, groceries, his running expenses, but surplus to that, for a person to now have what we would term as savings, he would regard this to be impermissible, based on this verse, that those who hoard and keep back gold and silver, and do not spend it in the path of Allah, then they will be punished. However, the mainstream view amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and this was clarified by Umar radiallahu anhu, is that it is permissible to save wealth, for a person to have more than what is required. This is permissible, but what is meant in this verse is that a person hoards wealth and does not pay zakat. If a person pays the zakat on his wealth correctly, 2.5% of his zakatable assets, then this will not constitute what is termed as kanz and hoarding wealth. And to back this up, Umar radiallahu anhu would then mention the hadith that appears in Bukhari Sharif. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Man aatahu Allahu malan," that person who Allah gave wealth, "falam yu'addi zakatahu," and he then does not pay the zakat on that wealth, "then muthila lahu yawm al-qiyamati shuja'un aqra," then this wealth on the day of Qiyamah will be turned into a very venomous snake, serpent, and the serpent will then ya'khudhu bilihzimatayhi, it will grab hold of the jaws of this person. In other words, it will bite him on his face, and it will then say to him, "Ana kanzuk, ana maluk," I am the wealth that you would hoard in this world. So the very same word is used, kanz, as in this verse, وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةَ. And in this hadith we find that this word kanz is used when a person does not pay zakat. So based on this, Umar radiallahu anhu would then clarify that as far as saving wealth is concerned, a person accumulates wealth, he has some investments, some assets, and he has more than his current or immediate needs, then this is permissible as long as a person ensures that he pays the zakat timeously. If he does this, then inshallah he will not fall under the purview of this verse and be accused of hoarding wealth. Of course, together with that, we are still encouraged that a person should give charity, spend in the path of Allah, and he should not be attached to his wealth, but in principle, it will still be permissible for a person to have more than what is required at the immediate time. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa afiru da'wana alhamdulillah.